Commandments of Christ concerning your actions. Number 51. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Number 52. Live no longer the rest of your time in the indulgence of the lusts of the flesh, but in doing the will of God. Reckon yourselves dead to sin, but alive to righteousness, doing the will of God from the heart. Henceforth live not unto yourselves, but unto him who died for you and rose again. Number 53. Be zealous of good works, always abounding in the work of the Lord, wearying not in well-doing. Number 54. Beware of false teachers. Number 55. Beware of covetousness. Lay not up treasure upon earth. Be ready to every good work. Number 56. Give to him that asketh, and to him that is in need, visiting the fatherless and the widow in their afflictions. And give liberally and cheerfully, remembering that the Lord loveth a cheerful giver, and is well pleased with such sacrifices. Number 57. Do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Number 58. Labor not to be rich. Having food and raiment, be content. Number 59. Riches are dangerous. If they come to your hand, turn them into safeguards and friends by using them liberally in the Lord's service, whose stewards we are. Number 60. Walk in the Spirit. Walk worthily. Put off the old man of the flesh. Put on the new man, renewed in knowledge after the divine image. Number 61. Cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Your bodies are members of Christ and God's temple. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Number 62. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Number 63. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification, even as I, Paul, please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they might be saved. Number 64. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Number 65. Speak evil of no man. Be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. Number 66. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Number 67. Depart from all iniquity. Let none of you suffer as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Number 68. If any man suffer according to the will of God, let him commit the keeping of his soul to him in well-doing, not rendering evil for evil, but rejoicing that he is a partaker of Christ's sufferings. Number 69. Drive away youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Number 70. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Desire it with the ardor of a newborn babe for its mother's milk. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Number 71. Pay your debts. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Number 72. Be subject to rulers. Obey magistrates. Submit to every law and ordinance of man, except where they come into conflict with the law of Christ.